Paul Johnson, we often hear about scouting for weeds during the growing season, of course, but here at Harvest, you're recommending that it be done again, or that you pay attention to weed control. Why so?
Well, at harvest time is a prime opportunity to look at the field and how it ended up throughout the season. At harvest time, you can see what weeds escaped, and by the size of the weed should help you determine if it is weeds that weren't controlled or if it's weeds that came after your last control operation. Because we talk about control operation because there's still people that do use cultivation even as a weed control method.
Yeah, there are very few of them that are resistant to steel, that's for sure.
That's the thing, but you can tell if that was the escape because you're still going to have few of them in the row because the steel doesn't get right in with the crop.
Sure. I'm sure there's probably some differences as to scouting for weeds at this time of the year versus in May, June. So what should you be looking for?
Well, what we're really looking for is planning for next year. And that's very important because as we move away from using total glyphosate crops, we will find out that some of our fields won't be as clean as they may have been over the last few years. And so consequently, we have to remember that the old chemistries do not control all weeds like we see with glyphosate.
And what in particular? What might be cropping up at this time of the year?
Well, the two weeds that nobody should be surprised to see is either velvet leaf or water hemp. Both of them have the ability to germinate yet in August and produce viable seed in smaller plants. And this year, with a lot of good August rains, that happened in a lot of fields. And it was really no fault of the program. It got caught because of the late rains.
What are the control measures that you recommend this time of the year?
Well, as far as control this time of the year, it's too late really to do anything. We're more or less assessing what our weed seed bank is going to be for the next year. And if those are two weeds that escaped on us, we're going to make sure next year there's a residual program in place that will last into August, whether it be in beans or corn, so that those weeds don't come if we do get those August rains.